well as he does. But Steve, I'm with you only as long as you were in prison.
Nobody had to figure it out.
He used to have trouble when she lived with my chick. You know, she friendship with a girl. You know, one of my girls was her first date girl over me. She just said, well, I'm going to associate with who I'm going to associate with. You're not dictating my life. I want to be a friend and so and so. I'm going to be a friend and so and so. Now, if I want to get out of the goddamn door and talk to my friend, I'm going to talk. So Steve gave up on trying to take me that way. I like that kid. I think so much that kid. She just I don't think maybe I'm stupid to say she did choose the right girl, but if I were young, thinking on I think that she's done that. You know, she don't miss a kid. She's stand up for principle. Pretty much so. She folks sees her more than I do. Probably you're up in that upstairs. The best way I see it.
She's grown and stalwart. He was on top of Jim, and Jim's no small kid. He We grabbed him. He said, not that you had to do it, but that he's worried me for 2 hours. And for 2 hours, he's done that. And then I come up and ask me, what's supposed to be going on? He didn't come up in the apartment to see it. He believed it. He thought Dad knows what he's doing, but it's still troubling. I killed a lot of principles. Yeah. Boy, he jumps Steve's eyes, and when I finally broke him loose from Jim, which was almost a strangle grip, I said, Steve, you asked me this because this is the only way Jim can get back at you. He found your weakness. You intimidated him. You out-talked him sometimes. So Jim found a way to get your ass, and he sure did get it well. He said, that's right. And I said, because you hit him, you got to go to equipment in the church. I said, well, I know some more people you got with me, and I will whip you. That's two whippings each guy. Jim sure got it, but I knew the movement would look upon it strangely. I couldn't tell him the whole story. So only the government people do that, and you. But I just said, Jim did something to provoke it, but we have no law, no violence. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're violent, you get. And it was important for Steve not to be whipped up with his glove, because he's a damn tough fighter. If he went down onto the glove, somebody might get the idea that they could whip him later on. He's a natural leader, he could be a leader. And ain't nobody can whip him with a glove if he didn't fight, you know, anybody his size or age. And a whole lot of folks over him. He is really tough with a glove. So I had to do something to need him more, to get him more, whipping me, get him. And I whipped him, which he needed pain the hell out of me. But Jim didn't get in there because if I'd have whipped them both, they'd say, ah, he can never whip the white child, or the light-skinned child, not whipping the black child. That's mm-hmm. always the pain of being a leader. Because mm-hmm. Jim needed to be whipping as bad, if not equally more, because he wouldn't have socked somebody. But I still knew that Steve Hansberry, Jim's done a lot of things too, but he asked for Jim's, that was a mean trick to play. You would have never saw such a goddamn scrap in your life. That is not true, and by God, he went past me. Jim was sliding across that rug. That's on everything, him just sliding. He's got an uppercut that is too much. And Jim says, I won't do that more. I said, it's damn clever though, Jim. I said, but save that for your enemies. Jim could drive you out of your goddamn mind. He's good at that. He's learned how to fight where he can fight. He can fight too physically. There'll be the day that Steve won't be a witness, but Jim should be very big hands. Steve's about 6'5", and Jim's 6'2". But I think Jim's going to go taller than Steve, so he's got those big hands. If that's an indication, he's going to go on up. So there'll be a day when Steve won't be able to be a witness that way. Now Steve, Jim fights with words. He's clever. If I can get him quick comments, like he would be a tremendous leader himself. He was clever. He couldn't have thought of a better way to speak. Cool. But that showed a lot of principle in Stephen.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
For 2 hours live with it and just go around kicking barrels. But I know you do everything right, Dad. I know that. I believe that. It's all right.
Something that'll be written up in the book. If our name gets muddied enough, we'd make $1 million off of just some of these antics. Michelle will be the least likely person I know, a young woman after me. She just, you don't need it. She can get principal about it. And I wouldn't do that. There's a limit for any of my sons, any of you youngsters. I would figure that out. You don't even worry about your girlfriend. They're being fucked by your leaders, because I wouldn't do it for you. And your wives, here I'm fucking my men. None of you got anything to worry about. Goddamn people, it's time to get up there, get their asses on the road, or get on. But it's too hard to explain. It's too difficult. I know what everything I do is good, but it's awful hard to explain to everybody else what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People get too damn paranoid. Well, I think I said enough to last a lifetime. Anybody got any questions? I'm not paying for me at all. I'm paying for you. You've been up all week. I know you were insisting at the same damn hours that you do, whether I'm here or not. Mom and Dad have done real well to stay up so long. But these are the teachings that will set you free if you listen to them.
That's right.
I don't know how much you've listened to them. I need to give you an examination because I'd be extremely disappointed probably.
I'm glad because, like, there's a lot of questions in my mind because I've only heard other young people I've done at college that had theorized, you know, touched on the theory of socialism and communism and stuff, but it was nothing, never anything like how you laid it out in just a short time you did tonight.
Yeah, I feel so privileged to be able to come along because this is really special, and to have probably so much of his time like that, and it's a different sort of informal setting.
Folks don't need that kind of time. You don't ever go back to all these people who work in
we haven't spent as much time shopping. Oh, neither. You people get more, as Sarah can tell me to make it. You get more people. She's been back there. She didn't get out of any time back there. About 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
When you were passing on the bus, before
you just don't get it. You just don't get my time. It's not that I don't want to, but you just don't. It's too many damn crises. I don't know what crises were when she was there, but caught up in something, you just don't get my time. Here, you get more of my time. If you look at it that way, you get more of my time than people who back there.
That's a fair.
Too many hundreds of them. You get more of my time in 3 days or 4 days, except for 5 days, it'll be a plus or whatever. You got more time than all those people who have gotten all the time that you've been talking.
That's true.
By the way, don't look too bad at somebody right now. Don't look too down on that person, because any person told that would be the same way. But what they were told. They were told, you know, that's just too much. I don't know where in the hell they got it. I think it probably come out of your mama or something.
That's what I
was saying. But she didn't do it between that and 10 years. She's not particularly fond of that particular person, I don't think. She's probably trying to get it a girl. But she does some weird things at the time. She does weird things like everybody does usually. And your mama is a principal person. A very dedicated person. She don't need nobody. You know why people are doing stupid shit. But that person I've seen grow immensely. Immensely. I don't know who did it. I can't say who did it, but I know it was done. I know it was all the quotes I got to just up to the air. But I thought how quickly love turns to hate. You know, fucking how quick love turns to hate. But it sure wasn't love. I said love, and then I'm sure. But I know you're mature enough that I don't worry about you knowing that kind of thing. Brother, I won't worry. I'm not sure that one helps. Even though he deserves to be some shit, I wouldn't tell him. But when I love you and trust me, I think you deserve to know the goddamn truth. I think the best thing I got to offer is the truth. I think the truth is a hell of a lot painful in the long haul than the goddamn lie. If you live with a lie, and I've helped live you, and you know, I trust you, I don't feel good. I feel real clean when I give you the truth. But remember, you're not out there alone. I know nobody loves you.
Well, these people can sure feel trusted. I was amazed that you were so frank tonight on something. And those things are better.
Unwisely frank. I'll feel guilty about it. Because I'm some little fuckers I'll probably have to whip the ass out of.
Throw it.
Hope they're excited enough. Maybe you can get to excited.
I know you answered a lot of my questions. This is what you seem like, and I was discussing about how a relationship could be changed. It really means a lot. My truth, the truth is how you take it. But,
that's why I say either we have a group marriage of minds, you can't have a group sex because there's somebody around out of time. I'm against it. Because some of them got young. More homo, unfortunately. People don't look for soldiers when they're going to school. And if sex was high, you've got another later on. If sex is high, then why wouldn't somebody want to go to bed with Helen Keller, who was one of the first soldiers, and was blind? Mm-hmm. She lived a life of a spinster. Nobody's ever beaten the door to get to it. Why do most people don't pick blind people? Because that blind person can't look at it and become more beautiful. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And if sex was good, everybody would have wanted to fuck Helen Keller because she was beautiful. But she was blind.
And also...
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Helen Keller had no suitors. She mentioned it once. But it was painful. Nobody suited her. Nobody wanted to marry her. Nobody ever stopped teaching her. She barely did whatever she married, lying for her. But somebody tells you, and Helen don't want to be seen. That's quite a big game. I suppose there's a rare soul who might marry a blind person out of love. And certainly, mostly, I doubt it. It's out of pity. And nobody needs pity. She needs pity. That's a condescending capitalist trick, too. Don't ever give anybody attention out of pity. It's an insult, like asshole Cobb said. I think he said he pitied you, and I pitied you, an American Navy. And he said he hated you. I don't know, don't think he can say pity.
I don't I think it's somewhere along that line.
He's doing you some kind of service.
Okay.
His ugly shit itself, he could do you a service. If I'm a little subjective, having to meet him, I'll be the first to acknowledge that, but I want to kill him at that point. So I would say, don't grieve yourself because somebody gets to that now. The group come comrade, that'd be the highest point.
You also said that if sex is so high, why is it that it brings about the worst crimes, the worst diseases, and the worst emotional
jealousy? Why do sickness don't come from people's extended thoughts that come from when you get close to them? Why does the herpes simplex, these little canker sores you get in your mouth, come from contact with somebody of the opposite sex? Hear me?
Mm-hmm.
They've now found in the United States all herpes simplex, herpes with mouth sores. That's where cancer starts. It all comes from sex contact.
Mm-hmm.
Herpes is the base. Jack said, you're right. And I said, years ago, Revelation, herpes is the ground of being. They found that much for cancer. Mm-hmm. And all the dirty damn things come, and you say, from sex. Plus, they come on the cross. And you say,
crimes.
And
emotions.
Those things. All of our treason, all of our treason have come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
All of our children just mind. So show me something healthy and supportive. But I don't make any mandate for that. No, no home, not here. You can't legislate some, you can't legislate intelligence. It's got to happen from within, in my opinion. I just ask, certainly don't pray in any kind of way. If you think from the man, if you do this, don't pray. But not right to threaten other people.
Mm-hmm.
If you're smart, you ought to say, these men dumb fuckers, I'm the lucky one, I ain't got one. But they ain't a relationship going, there's far more pain than there is.
Sure.
Any crime.
Sure.
But you can amen that tonight, and you won't know until you get where I'm at.
That's right.
If you screw as many people as I have, four people, I never screwed nobody else. You screwed as much as I have. Everything coming, everything going. You know what I'm telling you to. If you can't know it, then you think it's. Well, you won't believe it till you go through it. That's too bad. I'm heartbroken for you because you're going to be hurt. You'll be hurt. Some of you won't. Some of you will listen. But the most of you will not listen to it. And you'll get hurt. You can bypass personal relationships, you're on the road to revolution. You're going to be dying quickly. But be sure that above all, that you put the cause above every relationship. That's what I like mine. It's true, I've been hung up on you, he said. But by God, I love socialism so much more than you. I can't put it in words. You just studied it out. It's hard for mine to spit that out. I got one of you. You know how my might use that job, too. I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
He's intimidated by Sue. He ain't no more. You're not in trouble for leadership. I see leadership growing here. Wake up now. I see leadership growing here. I see leadership growing there. Cartmel, in a matter of just weeks, if you leave this movement, get it there. Because it takes something to move out of the goddamn apartment. I didn't have to be there. He did on his own. He went out of the apartment and took the job in just over here in his office. He retired. He never sees her coming on terms.
What's hard?
She tries to tag his ass out. She knows she's growing up too. She's really taken. Because one starts growing, the other's going to start growing. See, she tried to get him to see her outside of services. I'm going to shoot him first. Now that's a heavy demand, but he's got to be a leader. He can't be moved by anybody to get away from the duty. Some people don't have to go through that. But if everybody did it, we wouldn't have to worry as much about leaving. If everybody lived by that kind of a criteria, that you're going to do what's right, he wouldn't have to worry if he succeeds me. He'd have any number of dozens of people that could succeed me.
In our anarchy, it would be so miserable.
Yeah.
It would be such a burden off of you.
Well, as I said, I've seen nothing but shit come out of sex. I've seen sickness, that were friends. So one of them had to be screwed to get them to understand. And I said, cut each other.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I didn't see less of it on the brother.
I've done everything in the world but these folks. And I'd have done that if it had to be done. I eat shit because God called for it. Paul said, I become all things to all men. I was really supposed to have trouble with it. I become all things for all men, but by any means, I might save them all. I mean, eat the shit I have to do, I eat shit. My line of duty is fortunately, I'm very grateful for them. I mean, I'd be grateful for them. Nobody ever needs to fuck to me. But I sure as hell would have hated them to fuck. Because my asshole is sore enough, you'd kept me. But, I see you find something to be grateful for. You can always find something to be grateful for. I could mind a thing to be grateful for. I was grateful for my children and my husband. But I am grateful for I've never had to be fucked. But I'd have been fucked. I'd have done whatever shit. I'd eat shit. I'd have done whatever. But, so things to be worse. And I think of that frequently. Because much, much easier for me to fuck than to be fucked. I get fucked over in the mind, though. I get raped in the mind. Anybody have any questions? That's just a moment of resentment. It gets up there. See, stop it.
I told you on the radio, I came to watch anything, that I think you have to know something. The Congressional Committee Studying the Health Care of America, 9 million surgeries last year, 3.5 million of which were fraudulent.
Mm-hmm.
Not mistakes. Fraudulent. You know what I mean by fraudulent?
Yes.
They took out organs that should have been taken out just to make the doctor look rich.
One
out of three operations from a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about that? The United States, and everybody's going to be operated on sometimes. That's why you better stay out of the socialist pocket country where you find those socialist doctors. I was very impressed with something Charlie told me about a man who's back there. I've got a good memory. I'm just doing the work. I try to keep it important, important things. And then I put illness on those. The Charlie said there was a salesman who just threw away a commission.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't steal these people to a right buy. I want to know that man. That man needs to be rewarded from something at home, and a letter I'll be drafted for me now, and something that will be rude to me when he comes out.
He's not lying. That's what this policy is.
He's not lying. Have you done anything special for him?
Oh, yeah, we see him frequently. Stephen Orion.
How do you spell it?
M-A-R-I-A-N-E or
what is
N. Yeah, and it's anti-government.
Anti-government?
Yeah.
But I asked him one time about Booker, you know, Booker's being nationalized.
Yeah.
It will happen when they tend to. That was just his own EPT?
No, but since his national service has made it mandatory, although they can't enact it yet at all, and youth go in, he stated that his children are going to go in, and I'm just waiting for him to ask us to get his children out of the country. I think he's going to approach them.
He's in Canada now.
Oh, he is? I guess he made the loop before.
He was last week in Canada.
Probably they're trying to find a way to get out of here. That's where the hell are you head for? So they can get citizenship there.
There's over 60,000 Chinese in Toronto.
And they don't trust America enough to go there. They can get to America still. But they can get to Canada, and Canada's better than America.
No.
They don't nationalize health in Canada, nationalize dental care, and you know now they fix wage and price control.
Process
they're on the road to a socialization. Yeah. Could go with it.
In the process of buying the van, shortly after we purchased it, the salesman went to Canada to start a course on business administration. And he got his family. He also wanted to bring his home, which was naturally. He doesn't have any overcome of that. And he's one I learned from over 50,000 Chinese in Canada, in Colorado. He says, looks like little Diana. He says, in fact, that's what they call it. The property, I mean, it's part of Toronto.
He's very impressed with me now, he's in Toronto. Mm-hmm. He's got contact down here. He knows the guy needs to make town for him more. 60,000 blacks are a hell of a lot of black.
Mm-hmm.
Might make some contact with
him. Look, I don't know how many of those are black. He was Indian also.
Oh, he's Indian, of course.
equivalent to, I'm not thinking about thanking you good for me. It could be 80% inclusion. It ain't worth it. They don't need no more Muslim or Hindu. You know, we're going to live with our time. What was said by Dr. Tenora yesterday, my memory, you think I'm going to play with it. The only reason I'm doing that is the subject of thinking it's down on my bad memory. I'm back to the subject of hand, what the two people say is that Dr. What Dr. Reed said there.
Talking about giving me so far.
The only thing
I
really remember
is
saying you think it's bigger
you did, you did.
Yeah. But he says, he is, at first I said, no. And then he says, well, you should meet him because he has been going to. And then I said, oh, yes. And I did, and I said, you know, Pastor Jim Jones has spoke very highly of you. And he says that he has you, but you should meet him because he has been going to. It's simple, which is what Dr. Reed has said. And
so that in front of him?
Well, I don't think it was
in front
of
Morrell. Neither one of them said anything complimentary
about us
in front of each other.
Then we walked outside together, but
we
talked about
Morrell.
And
you see, you've got to have more ego in order to watch these things. So
keep
your ego down. Watch these things.
Dr. Reed
may not be a good one. I think he's good.
He extended his hand right away and apologize. The first thing he did was apologize for not coming in. He said he tried to get in.
He was with Worrell.
They were with Worrell and the ambassador to New York.
He was
a young man,
but he was... No, he wasn't the ambassador. I mean, the consulate was the guy that was right? I wasn't the ambassador.
You also said that Dr. Reed said that he had heard so much about our development that he really did try to get out.
Yeah. In fact, I think he said that in our topic, that he had heard a lot
about
it.
He had heard about our development.
You don't know any phrase at all anymore that anybody needs.
What did you say when you
talked to Dr. Reed? No. President Stone.
Why, you didn't really say nothing. Why? You said something.
This
is something nice, complimenting
party
political, you know.
I don't know what's in. What
you say?
She asked if we're in
the
start taking the boat. She asked if the boat would be able to supply the Northwest with fish.
And when were we going to start fishing
with it? How is it?
Simple.
We picked her to see that she's single and she's
fancy.
We
said inviting them on. I was talking to them, but they went to time and he had
about the way the people who were around you respected you, but at the same time, you did not...
You were elite.
You were elite, that's right. And they were all on an equal platform. And then I confessed all this. He was very apologetic about not being able to come up here and see the place. He did promise me that when he got back in a few months, he would definitely come up here.
I didn't know many of the words that the people would never do that in December, that they showed your bishop great awe and respect, but yet he did not take it and build on it. He was part of the people. And he'd done it.
Gavin Kennard, the Minister of Agriculture, Lansman, who's going to be going back here to Washington, said he was some of the senior ministers, and Gavin Kennard thought he was really impressed with what we had done in such a short period of time. And at that time, he thought we'd only invested $100,000. He thought that was a tremendous amount of money to invest. So the money is important. It has impressed him. And
he left the meeting in Los Angeles and he came right to Guyana. So when was the meeting in Los Angeles?
I think it was July.
Why are you still coming up with that much money?
I don't give a shit on what you have to call. It'll get you the call, and then you get the stupid direction.
I have a question.
It's a good point to mind that you think I'm CIA funded. God, what the hell? It's high time they tell us. See, now, somebody said you thought we were CIA funded in one of your damn news articles. The mayor, say, no, we want to get that.